How y'all doing today? Welcome back to the High Brother, High Sister podcast. What is going on, people?
Hi, how are you?
Chilling. You?
I'm better.
Yeah, also showed up all sweaty and shit.
I ran here again, but I didn't look dumb, you know, running back and forth to try to complete or finish the last mile. Got dark. I was like, oh my gosh. I ran better.
Oh, because you want to do that 10K or 5K, whatever it is?
The half marathon.
It's 5K, right? I don't know.
5K is only 3 miles.
Oh, okay.
Half marathon is 13.1. The full is the 26.2, I think.
How far is it? What is that, like 20 miles? Is it like
26 miles.
No, from your place to my place.
Like without me completing all that, it was 4.73, I think.
4.73?
Mm-hmm.
Seems further.
4.73, and I made it in 59 minutes and 53 seconds. When I finished that last time when I ran, it was 5 miles, and it was 1 hour, 10 minutes, and 9 seconds. So that's like, that's like 10 minutes. That's pretty good. Hey, I did better. Yay me.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah.
Gotta keep it up, though.
Well, as long as I have a ride home, I don't mind running.
No, you should run back.
It's too dark. Maybe when it gets cooler, because I can just start earlier.
Well, why don't you get that reflective gear?
How about because I'm a lady and I'm not gonna be, you know, just put myself out there to be stolen.
That's why you can carry two at the same time.
I do want to do that. Our cousin who runs, she has a small handgun.
Yeah.
So that is something I want to do.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well,
even without running.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's what I've been thinking. So I have a bigger fanny pack. Tried it out. Oh, my Camelback.
You don't need a bigger one.
Just a
compact one.
The other one that I have, it's...
Oh, plus everything you got to carry?
That's what I'm saying. I put my phone in there. And then if I carry a gun, it's just too bulky. And then you can see what I'm carrying. If it's really like... You can tell the other one I have is, you can see it's a phone. So this one that I'm using, it's a little bit more fluffy, but my Camelback, I had to cut. Remember I got stuck in it last time?
Yeah.
I couldn't open it. So I had to cut it. And then I tried using it again. And now it has a leak. I'm like, what the hell?
Don't those have like a warranty?
I've had it for about 2 years. I don't know.
Pretty sure. But you probably don't have a receipt or anything like that.
It was a gift. I don't know. I think it was like a Mother's Day gift or something. I don't know. But anyways. Well, first off, I just want to let everyone know, if they listened to the podcast last week, thank you for sticking around if you're back. You know, have you heard of the kids? Like they say, oh, they're crashing out. Have you heard of that saying?
Yes.
Okay. I, at 41 years old, literally crashed out. Like, craziness.
Yes.
Craziness. But...
I was there.
I know you were there. So thank you. You know, thank you.
Yeah.
For... I crashed out so hard, I had to stay. I had to stay over.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I did. And I have a few bumps and bruises to prove it, too. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh my gosh. But in my defense, the reason why is because I got crossfaded. Especially, I don't like to drink when we're doing the podcast. I'm not drinking. I have my water since I ran here. But either way.
Nah.
But what I drink
you were angry drinking.
I was angrily drinking too. You're absolutely right. Hey, see, there's always a reason for a crash out. So thank you for, you know, letting me stay here. Appreciate it. Much better headspace. I no longer want to punch someone in the face. And I'm usually not that angry. I really, really am not. You know, unless you do something, that's not really helping my defense. So
no, it's not.
How do I?
Just, leave it alone. We're good.
My bad. But no, we're good. We're going to just move on past that. And thank you for coming back. So anyways, damn it.
Yeah, that's two times for you already.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know, catch the first time. Darn. Okay. Well, what's going on with you?
Not too much. Just had a daddy-daughter date.
Oh, yes. How was that? You told me about that.
Yeah, we just went to dinner.
You asked if I wanted to go.
Yeah.
How do you think your wife would feel? Was she home?
Yeah, she was here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to go on a daddy-daughter date?
Well, she's taking the other daughter
plus
to...
Plus auntie?
She's taking the other daughter to a movie tonight. She was all like, well, I want to go to a movie. They're like, no, you can't go. So I was like, I'll just take you out to eat. She's like, fine. So that satisfied it.
Oh, well, you have to take one if the other's doing something. That makes sense.
So, you know, that's okay, everybody. So I'll be corner store, got her some candy, too. So she's good to go.
There you go.
By the way, she's selling candy, so I need you to buy some.
Yes, I told her I would.
I need you to buy a whole box.
Well.
She got two boxes. Can you just buy one box so we can just.
You know, they used to be a dollar. I love those candies. How many do you get? Even though I don't usually eat chocolate anymore, or I don't eat that many sweet stuff anymore, I will eat that candy.
These have 30 in the box.
No. Like, how many different ones? I think there's four of them.
Three, four?
I'm not sure. They're $2 each now. I thought they were like 50 cents a long time ago. No, always a dollar. I remember a dollar. $2, two times how many? There's three different ones. Two times, that's six. I could do $6. I could do $8. I'll just give her like $20.
You just buy the whole box.
And then I could resell them for like $3.
Or $2.25. Don't be greedy.
$2.25. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that investment. That's a big commitment. I just stand on the side of the road.
I thought you could just eat them. No, they'll melt. What are you doing?
You know what I'll do? I'll just be like, please help my niece get to wherever. They're $2.25. What would that be? 25 cents? Times 60, I'm not good with math, clearly, and I'm obviously not good with geography.
$12 or something like that for you?
$12? I might do $2.50.
Maybe somewhere in that range? Yeah.
I think people can afford it. You know what?
I might be wrong, guys.
I'm going to say $4,
don't hit me for
and
this.
I'm going to blame it on the tariffs. I'm going to say, hey, it's the tariffs. It's the tariffs. That's what I'm going to tell them. And they're going to say, I get it. They're just going to give me the money.
What do you...
I'm just kidding.
You watched the South Park episode, didn't you?
Yes, and I loved it. It was from last week. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
That was a recent one.
No, it was from last week. I wanted to watch this week's. It was from last week, if you look it up.
I should just watch it today.
I want to say it was from last week.
I just started seeing like stuff about it like during the week. I don't know when they dropped their episodes.
They're supposed to be dropping on Wednesdays. But then all of a sudden they got backlash after the first one, and then they released the second one on time on that Wednesday. And then they got backlash again because we got snowflakes, you know, around all of a sudden. And then that third one, it got delayed because what they said, it was like anniversary one. But anyways, this, I want to say last week's, it was delayed anyway. The fourth one, I want to say it was delayed. Maybe a couple of days. I don't know. And usually when they stream or upload, when you're able to, it's usually the next day.
Like at 12 in the morning? The day of?
Yeah. So it usually takes a few days. I don't know. But I loved it. I instantly was laughing because we've been talking about Labubus. And then there was a black Labubu. And then today on the side of the road, I saw a huge black Labubu. And I said, I need to stop to see how much that is and buy that. And then I come in here and then I'm seeing a black Labubu, which is supposed to be super demonic. And I've been saying they're demonic. Do you ever notice? Remember like the Cabbage Patch
No rituals have been
here. So. How do you know?
What do you mean? Because they did a ritual for a rare one. And I have
the black one is the rare one.
Yeah, but also this is different rare ones.
So is it true that you have to buy the box? Because I have no idea. I've never bought one. I'm only looking at the
episode. I'm trying to buy the whole like, case of six. That's the best. That's a smart one.
And sometimes you get the same.
Yeah, it's a 1 in 72 chance of getting the secret.
Man, they're so smart. That's a way to make some money.
Or you can just buy like regular boxes too, stuff like just blind boxes. And you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, but that's a way to keep people continuously buying. If you just say, oh, okay, here are the special ones. Well, people are only going to buy the special ones and that's it. They're not going to continue to buy the same one. So that's pretty smart.
I mean, they could actually get the same ones, but I mean, you could eventually just sell them. Like, look, it's open box. You're going to take a loss of some money.
You could, but what I'm saying, you're right, but most people won't. People here with these Labubus, they are because they don't know what the hell's in the box. So like you, you're going to buy six of them and you could get six of the same one.
No, you can't. You get different ones in the set.
Well, how many different ones do you get? Have you ever got
the six,
same?
There's six in a set.
Do you get six different ones every single time?
Yeah. No, well, no, it could change up. Well, it doesn't matter. You're going to get the same ones, and the only thing that's going to change is the secret.
Okay, so you get six, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Out of those six, are any of those
the same?
The same.
No.
No.
They're different.
Hmm. So how do you know which one is the special one?
You know what's funny, too, at the same time?
Huh.
That if you buy, like, a whole box, right, the whole six, and let's say you pull out all the five number ones, and then you pull out the secret.
Mm-hmm.
You still don't have a complete set because you're missing that 6-1. So now
the 6-1 that took the place of the secret, or the secret one took the place of that 6-1.
So you're gonna want that one to complete your
set.
That's
what I'm saying. They're super smart to keep you continuously buying. Yeah, that's smart, man.
Thing is, people try to sell, they resell them, and they resell them too fucking high. Like, it's retarded sometimes.
Yeah. You know, I have an idea. I'm not going to tell anyone. I'll have to tell you off the record. I have an idea that I think could sell. For people who, like me, when they run or work out or whatever they do, they just get overheated. And then you just sweat. Even if you, like, shower. I don't know if I've ever said this before, last time I ran. But I sweat for, I don't know, like 2 hours. And I can go through, like, a few shirts. And I am, like, sweating.
Are you running like a cool shower?
Yes. It's all the way cold, like cool, wash my hair. And then I put it all the way cold and I stand in it for about 5 minutes. And then I stand in front of a fan and I am like, just like a little, you know, like a standing hot dog, just trying to not sweat. No. And then I'm still sweating. But it's only like my upper body. It's weird. So I'm having an
idea.
An ice bath? Why are you like piggybacking?
I'm just saying.
No. Why are you piggybacking on the record? We want to be off the record.
What are you talking about?
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Good. I said I would tell you off the record.
No, but I was thinking like we were talking about
doing.
I thought maybe something could come up.
That's what I said. Don't piggyback on the record. Oh. Off the record. So yeah, I got an idea. Let me pause it. Are you going to forget it?
Yes.
We could pause it.
No, I'll forget it.
You will forget it or you will not forget it?
No, I'll forget. I mean, I'll forget it now, but I will remember it later on when we talk about it.
So should I pause it really quick? Because
no,
I now know how to pause.
Right now. Why?
Because I want to know really quick.
Know what?
Know what your idea is for my cool down.
I just told you. Like.
No, I just said don't tell anyone. We're recording. So can I push pause so you can tell me because you said you were going to forget?
No, I'm not going to forget.
You just said you.
No, what I'm saying is that like I can forget about this conversation right now and start another conversation, and then we can recreate this conversation. We come back to this conversation later on when we're done. That's what I was saying.
Okay, so you are not going to forget.
No.
Okay. I'm going to have to, as I always do when I edit, go back and listen and make sure I'm not crazy in just that 2 minutes that we just went. My brain is spinning. I'm sure everyone who's listening to this is like, oh my gosh.
No. They completely understand me.
Okay.
I would hope so.
All right. Well, almost said that word.
I know.
Yikes.
Yeah. You've done it 3 times already, though. I caught you.
I don't know. I almost said it the third time.
No, you said it 3 times.
Like completely? I know two. Okay.
No, 3. For sure.
Thank you. Just let me know. I am trying to do better. Oh, I say that a lot.
So what else are we doing?
Let me see. What's going on? What do you have going on this weekend?
Working.
Today is Friday.
UFC on Saturday. I know that.
Yeah, that's early. Well, super early.
Oh, yeah, because it's in Paris.
Well, not just that. It's because Canelo is tomorrow. No, he's He's also tomorrow night.
No.
Yes,
he's
he
a
is.
Following week.
I'm telling you
He
right
is a
now, if you look
following.
at the fight card for UFC, which we fight card UFC is, or UFC is, Dana White is now promoting the Canelo fight. So if you look at what time the prelims begin, they begin at 2. And it's going to be over.
No, look, Canelo, right here.
Oh, wait, hold on. What
Fact
am I
check,
thinking?
Saturday, September 13th.
Okay, this weekend there's UFC fights?
Should be UFC. I don't know if they were talking about it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I thought you were talking about September 13th. Yes, we have, in our town, we have UFC. You know that, right? Downtown.
Oh, for real?
That's what I thought we were talking about the whole time. Oh my gosh. Okay, can we go 1 weekend at a time? Are you looking at a calendar? Let's go 1 weekend at a time. Clearly, we need to do that.
Okay, UFC tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know how to say his name, but it's, I know the other one. Maybe I can say it. What is that?
Where is he from?
Kyle Chao Bolano.
What time do those begin?
Main card, 2 p.m. But the Canelo fight's the following weekend.
Yes. So that's still, I feel like it still proves me right. Because the Canelo fight before that.
Wait, how does it prove
the
you
fight,
right? You thought Canelo fights tomorrow, but he doesn't.
No. Okay. When you said you.
I know Dana White is promoting him.
Okay. When you said UFC, I know I said this weekend, but when you said UFC, I thought you were talking UFC next week. That's what I thought, because there is UFC here downtown. There is.
Is that a UFC de noche?
Is it what?
UFC de noche?
I don't know what that is.
The Mexican holiday.
Okay, I'm not sure. But apparently, Dana White, whatever his name is, Mr. White, again, it's UFC, so he's promoting that. So that is early, because he is promoting the Canelo fight. You didn't know any of that? The fight that's here downtown, it's going to be over, like, the main card starts, I think, at about 6 o'clock or something, 7 o'clock. It's going to be over by 9 o'clock.
That's the free one, right?
But he's still promoting it because it's UFC.
Yes, of course, duh.
I know that. So the reason why it's early is because of the big Canelo fight later that night. He is pushing, promoting that fight. Does that make sense?
Really no one that could, like, interrupt the Canelo fight in these main cards.
Well, what I'm trying to say is we're going to the fights that are going to be here. That's what I'm trying to say. So we're going to go to those, which I was like, really? They're super early. The doors open at 1. The prelims start at 2. I'm like, really? I wanted to sit in a pool for a little bit and relax.
Stay downtown?
Yeah. At the Manger Hotel. It's haunted.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to go ghost hunting. You see ghosts.
Why don't you just walk around by yourself?
No, I wanted to do that too, but how am I supposed to?
What do you mean?
Check-in's at 3. I could get there at 2, go to the pool.
Is it only for one night?
It's apparently like Theodore Roosevelt.
Is it only one night?
That one's, yeah, we're only staying one night.
Ah, it was a two-night thing.
No, it's only one night. So I want to go to the bar because that's where you see, like I said, I think it's Theodore Roosevelt, whatever. And then
you cannot see him when.
Well, you can't see him.
There's a bunch of people around.
You might see, what is it called? A mission? What is it called?
Not an orb.
Not an orb. Like a silhouette. Like of someone that's old-timey. You know how they see people sometimes? Permission? No, not a permission. Anyway, whoa. Ooh, caught myself. People know what I mean.
I don't want to go now.
I'm telling you. And so, and then the third
stay at
floor,
the hotel.
Huh?
Just stay at the hotel.
It wasn't even that expensive, honestly. It was pretty cheap. And so, and we already stayed at the Crockett Hotel. That one is also haunted. That one has a lot to do with, I believe, the Alamo. That one was pretty cool.
Did you walk around at night?
A little bit, yeah. But it was really, really, it's just beautiful. Everything, like the history and everything, because they're all historical things. And so I like that kind of stuff. So I thought, let's do something different. We've never said at the Manger. And then on the third floor, they said you can see it's supposed to be not a maid, or it's a maid who was killed by someone like back in the old timey times. I'm so excited. So we'll do that.
You're not doing anything.
What?
You're not going to walk around by yourself.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not.
Why not? That's what I would do.
You know what I did one time? At the St. Anthony Hotel downtown across the street from Travis Park. So a long time ago, they had, it's called Jazz Alive, and they had jazz music in the in Travis Park. And so we would get a hotel across the street at the St. Anthony's, and we would stay there. And if the kids got tired, had to go to the bathroom or whatever, we would just go across the street and we would stay there for a few days. And so the St. Anthony Hotel is also historical, and I think it's haunted or something. And so I knew they were doing renovations. So I went up to where you're not supposed to go up to where I knew they were doing renovations. And I got caught sneaking around. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, ooh, just looking like, oh, you're not supposed to be up here. Then we ended up getting a tour of what was going on. So that was pretty cool. And then like, okay,
So you're still
just
not gonna wander around at night. Like at
well,
2 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m.
2
in the
a.m.
morning.
I don't mind. It's just
Just
everything's,
go up to every floor and just walk it.
that's what I think you can, I'm not, I'm gonna have to see.
The thing is,
We'll
I
see.
would hate if there's like more people doing it, because it would ruin the experience.
But then like, I'm afraid, what if you bring something home? That's kind of scary. I don't, and what if you see something?
Shoot.
Okay. Oh, it's right through. I'm so sorry, person. I had seen, I thought I saw Theodore Roosevelt. I thought I felt attacked. But
Don't understand.
you think no. But what's so weird about downtown, because we've stayed downtown a lot just whenever there's an event or something, so we're not driving. What we'll do is we'll either like Uber from hotel to venue, or we'll walk if it's close enough. And hold on, where was I going with this?
You're going to the UFC
Oh,
fight.
the yeah, no. But everything downtown closes early.
Are you staying at the Marriott Hotel?
Yes, but all the bars, like the nice bars, things like that, they close at midnight. All of those bars close at midnight. The only things that are open till 2 are like the ones that have the dance clubs, and I'm not doing any of that. There's a few that are like kind of nice, chill, like speakeasies, rooftop, super cute. You need to take your wife out more. That's what you need to do. You should. Sorry. Why are you looking at me like that?
Should I put me on blast?
No, I'm just
You
saying.
want me to crash out, as the kids say? As you crashed out yesterday? I mean, the last time? Yeah.
What does that have to do with taking her out? What
Nothing.
does
Just saying.
what I'm doing have to do
Try to
with
put me on
taking?
blast.
No, I'm not. I put
I do go
myself
out.
on blast.
Actually, we do go out.
But do
We don't like to
something.
be around a lot of people. I mean, we go to some concerts here and there, but.
You don't like to be around a lot of people. One time we went to Austin and everyone was having a great time. We went for the UTSA, and I don't ever follow college football, so I don't know what the football team
UTSA
in
versus
Austin.
Texas.
Okay,
Yeah,
yes, we went
University of
there,
Texas.
and so
Oh
we
my
were
God, that's
all.
it. We're canceled.
I
We're
don't
definitely not
know.
getting sponsored by
It's the
UT now.
orange team, right?
Yeah,
Not the maroon team.
University of Texas.
Yes,
That's Texas
sure.
A&M. Oh my
Okay,
God. If you
sure.
don't know these,
I
we just,
don't
if
care.
anyone was looking to sponsor us, we are done.
You
Thanks a
know, if
lot.
someone wants to
Thanks a
sponsor
lot.
me and they're going to pay me, then I
Thanks a
will
lot.
educate myself. But if
Oh
they're
my
not going to pay
God.
me,
I
why
can't
do I
believe you said
care?
that.
Why? What? I'm being honest. Why am I going to pretend like I know about something? I don't
So, back to the
know.
point.
Oh, back to the point was
Yeah,
everyone was having a great time
but
and
it
you were
sucked.
there. No,
Downtown Austin sucks. Everyone knows that. It's disgusting.
everyone
Homeless people
we were
everywhere.
no, Joey.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe like there were a few, but
People were asleep.
we
When
were
I
not.
took off, people were asleep on the
That's because
roads.
you were waiting outside and it's Austin. I've seen like a lady with pasties and like people are taking pictures. Like it, that's Austin. You know what to expect.
Homeless people, our
There's
capital,
homeless people
our
everywhere. Have
capital.
you been downtown lately?
Yes, it's terrible.
Have you been on I mean
Oh, so now we're
anywhere?
going into
They're
politics.
everywhere.
We're going to
I'm just
politics.
saying, you have that everywhere you go, no matter what city, state, wherever, you
Well,
have
it
that.
can be fixed.
You have it everywhere. You're going to
It
tell
can be
me, you're
fixed.
going to tell
Yeah,
me
no,
there
it's
is one city or
okay.
state that has absolutely no homeless. None. Zero. Zero population of homeless. No, there is not, because every single city has a like a rich town, like a mid low income. I mean, that's just the way it is. You can't get rid of that. So why are you going to judge? It's because you don't like to go out. And we were inside of a bar. We were not sitting outside trying to talk to the homeless guy and trying to get him to have a drink with us. We were inside. Everyone's talking. And you, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
No, we were actually outside
No, we were not. We were
because it's
inside.
open patio, so therefore any homeless people should
Because
come here.
you're the only
And
cigarette
I don't have my gun
smoker.
on me.
You're the only smoker. This homeless person, he doesn't
There's a bunch of
care.
homeless people. There's just one
Who
homeless
cares?
person. There's a
But
bunch.
who, you're the only smoker. That's why you were
Doesn't matter. They're
outside. We
terrible.
were all inside.
They're
We were not
terrible.
outside. And yes, you have to walk outside to get to another
Okay, well,
place.
figured out to where like you edged them out to where like they're not in your most famous spot.
What does it
Figure it
matter?
out.
Actually, that's
Actually,
not
clean it
even,
up.
there's a better place, a more there's a much better place in Austin. It's like a it's an older crowd. It's nicer. It's nicer. You're not going to have these young kiddos there. So you do want to go somewhere different, but whoever we were with, they all wanted to go to Sixth Street. Okay, whatever. Just go with the crowd.
They
We're
will
all
go.
together.
I went for a while.
But you were grumpy and
Yeah,
I
because it
was like,
sucked.
and I got an Uber for you and I was like, we're all having a good time. All you have to do is be with your wife and be like, hey, whatever you want. All right. You want a drink? Just let me know. That's all you have to do. Just pretend. Give her a wink.
And you know what, too? Uber
What?
guy was cool as shit. Took me to the spot, and I was like, hey, bro, like, I kind of need some beer and some food. You got me?
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. And he took me for free.
Yeah. Oh my
Drove me back
gosh.
and everything.
Well,
Yeah,
I'm glad
appreciate you, bro.
it was
I think
for
I have a little
free
bit of
because,
cash on me. I think I tipped him on some
yeah.
cash. But I was like, yeah. Sometimes
But sometimes you just have to go with the flow and just,
y'all are
that's it.
lame.
No, you're lame. Sometimes you're lame. But
Well, I also, too, at the same time, I didn't have any weed on me. So maybe if I had some weed on me, it'd
you
be a
know
little
what? I
different.
do remember that argument with you too. And I complain. I'm like, oh my gosh, let
Had
me
no weed
just
on me.
get him an Uber and get him out of here because he is being
Had no weed.
Debbie Downer. Oh, negative Nancy,
Had I had
negative
weed,
Nettie. I
maybe I
forgot.
would have been like,
I
all right,
like
cool.
Austin.
I probably would have had a
We
better
have a few
time.
listeners in Austin. I like
I would have
Austin.
had a better time.
There is a bad part of every single town, especially our downtown too.
It needs to be
Okay,
cleaned
yes.
up. It all needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be cleaned up
Everything,
everywhere.
everything. You let me know. You let me know where there is a city
I'm gonna
that
run for
has
mayor. I'm
zero.
gonna run for mayor.
You let me
We'll
know
clean up
where there
everything.
it has zero, because if there was zero somewhere, then you would have left and took your family a long time ago. But there is nowhere that has zero homeless people. Can happen.
Pretty sure I can find
You let me know.
one.
Now,
I'm pretty sure
I'm
I
going
can
to give
find
you
one.
some homework
All
in the US.
right.
In the US, because you have a passport?
No.
You don't have a passport?
Well, I'm gonna get one because,
Everyone else has a passport but you?
yeah,
Ooh,
mine
okay.
expired actually.
Okay,
So
so
that's what was it. Well,
I'm going to let Chata know and then they'll move without you since you don't have a passport.
no, it has nothing to do with. What are you talking about? Why would you have to
Well, if you
move?
go somewhere, well, I'm just saying, why haven't you moved and taken your family somewhere that has zero homeless
Homeless?
people? Even if it's in, like somewhere international.
International. Instead of just like statewide.
Okay. I want you to give me some proof. Zero. Zero.
I'd have to look it up.
Let me know.
No, I'll come back to you.
Let me know.
Yeah. I have so much information for you
Okay.
next podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zero
You're not
homeless.
gonna even be able to talk. Well, it might be like zero. It can't be zero. It'd be
See,
like
you
zero zero
disagreed
point like
to.
one.
Okay, let me
Because it might be
see.
like one like trailer park
Let's.
trash home and like it's just like the only one because they own the land and you're like fuck, nothing you can do about it, they own the shit. But
Well, then that'd be 100%.
no, depending on the people, no.
Okay, I don't know. What's a number? 1%? 1%? Is that good enough for you? You know, he's thinking about it, guys. His eyeballs are to the
I'll go
left.
point
He's
five.
0.5.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you point five.
0.5, less than one. All
Oh, you
right.
know what? And also back to the passport thing.
Yeah.
I should brought that up, which I need to do because Ronaldo is coming to Mexico.
Right. Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why it's not here.
What do you mean? I mean, it could be here, but he's going to Mexico for the first time.
Wait, Is he playing? Is it a big game, or is it he's being like he's gonna play for that team?
No, he's playing for
soccer,
like
right? I know you follow. I don't
he's
really
playing
know who
for
this person.
his country. So he's playing for Portugal, and he's going up against Mexico.
Oh, okay. I thought it was that game, that big soccer game that's gonna be held in Mexico.
World
I don't
Cup,
know. Is that what it
2026.
is?
Yeah, making plans for that one too.
You shouldn't.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
Go to games in Mexico and go to games here in the States at the same time. Got Houston and Dallas.
What?
Got Houston and Dallas to go see games.
Okay.
And in Mexico.
Okay. All right. What were we talking
So I
about,
need my
though? Hold on.
passport,
What
though.
were we talking about? Damn. We're talking about.
I'll take my wife anywhere, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was just saying,
even though I
like.
could take her to a nice marisco.
Just
And
take her
we're
somewhere.
good.
Well, even if it's just, you don't have to stay anywhere, just somewhere, just Uber.
We're going to the coast.
I'm talking about somewhere like rooftop and
Red
something
Roof
you
Inn.
don't. Ew.
Hold on.
Yeah, I didn't say that kind of night.
All right, give it a pause.
Ew. Hold on. All right. Hey, welcome back, guys. We had a few technical difficulties. I think we figured it out. It was connecting to my headphones.
Which I already knew from the beginning.
Well, how come you didn't tell me? Then
I
we would
told you
have
this a long
stopped
time ago.
talking. But we would have stopped talking. I didn't notice. Look, see, I have to follow these bar things. I
Yeah.
didn't notice that it was just a flat line.
I told you a long time ago, get this away.
When?
We should have just kept them in our ears and then like just listening to there. And then like it
yeah,
would have been fine.
but the app that I'm using, we can't hear each other.
The same one before? From the very
No.
first?
Oh my gosh. Joey, we went through this on the third episode and then we talked about it again on
So
the
you're changing
fourth
websites. You're
episode.
changing websites.
It's not websites.
What are you doing?
Oh my gosh. What does it matter? We
I need
have
to know.
You don't need to
Are
know
you, are you
anything.
signing things without
Oh,
my knowledge?
shut up. Be quiet.
Are you signing things without my knowledge?
Oh my gosh.
What company is this? I hope it's not what you think you're going to say.
What? All right. So welcome back, guys, for again, bathroom break number one. We
That's
and
the
then
only
we
one.
also had forgot what? That was number one.
Yeah, but
I just said that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But then we had forgotten again what we were talking about. And we were talking about what I had asked him what he was gonna do this weekend. So what are you doing this weekend? Work?
Work. Maybe some soccer games. I'm not sure
Like
yet.
you're gonna play or go watch?
Go watch.
Go watch in person or TV?
Either or, because it can be done. Maybe by drone.
Huh?
I'm gonna watch it by drone.
How are you gonna do that?
I have a drone. Just
you
you
have a
fly a
drone?
drone out there and just
You
and
have
you
a
stay
drone?
wherever you know wherever you
You
want to
do?
chill out. Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Why have I've never heard of this. Like you having one.
A bunch of stuff you don't know about.
Well, how come we never use it? You know that much fun that would be?
You know what should cost?
No, because it's not mine. I'm saying
oh,
let's
yeah,
use it
exactly.
for fun.
Yeah, couldn't let you fly it.
Do you know how to use? I never said I wanted to fly it.
No, you would want to be like, let me fly, let me try.
No,
like,
I
no.
Wouldn't.
Next, you know, you put your butterfingers on there, all thumbs, and just drop
because
the remote
they're all
control.
Sweaty. First off, I barely use butter, to cook with. But you might be talking about sweaty from running. No, if you were to say okay. We'll take it wherever you want, but you're not allowed to control it. I'd be like, all right, fine. I will do that. If I would have known, we could have taken it to lots of places. What about when we go to the coast?
Have you thought about maybe ever taking it without you being there? Because I don't want people to know that I have it.
Why do you want to be so selfish?
How's this, what does it do for you? What would it do for you?
If I had
a drone, it was like, what does it do? What does it do for you? How am I being selfish with it?
Because I like to see pretty scenery and I like to see every.
That makes no sense.
Because, yes, if we went to the coast, right? We went to the coast and I was like, just go as far as you can before you can, like, no longer. I want to see the different colors of the ocean. I want to see if you can see what's in there. That's what I want to see.
And then what if I do that for you? Mm-hmm. And I do it because of you? And mm-hmm. then, like, my drone just dies and just falls in the ocean.
Well, that's going to be...
Are you going to get it for
that,
me?
First off, no, because I'm not a good swimmer. Second off, that's going to be a risk that you're willing to take because that is your drone. And so you should have known to charge it. So that would be your fault, not mine. But I think that'd be pretty cool. Like if we went hiking, so cool. Like on the beach, and we did a little fire or whatever on the beach, and you went, woo, that'd be a cute picture of all of us. See, can get creative. You're selfish. You need someone to help you.
Why are you attacking me like that? Calling me selfish. I don't even own a drone. I'm just playing with
you. You just said you have. Oh my gosh. Do you really not have one?
No, I don't have one.
Then why did you let me just
if
rant
any, if
off?
Any drone company wants to send me one for me to try, I would like that.
They're going to say no because he doesn't even know how to, he doesn't know how to do one. And what if I have him like send him one and then he loses it in the ocean? Well,
maybe they send us one each. And if you lose yours in the ocean, then maybe I can keep mine.
I wouldn't go over the ocean initially. I would use it to make sure I know what I'm doing and to make sure it's charged. You know, number one rule, charge. So it doesn't just fall. Just saying.
I mean, it could happen. Like just winds or something. Just a gust of wind just comes through, messes it up, and just falls in the water. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's the Gulf.
I would assume that there is a little bit of research that goes into owning a drone. They might say, you might need to look at your weather conditions. I would assume, yes, they would say that.
And then if it is high, like high winds.
Yeah.
You have to do like full battery, like full, like go out to like full speed.
Or just don't go out at high wind.
Not for fishing. You gotta do what you gotta do.
This
is why you can't own a drone. You can't own a drone.
You wouldn't even go out there just to show like how pretty the water is, the different colors. But you'd go out there just to probably drop a line and then.
Of course, I would see the water too at the same time when it's coming in.
I don't want to see it for fishing purposes. I want to see it for.
Well, you can do that, duh. And fish at the same time.
I know that. I'm just saying.
Just tell me you're lame without telling me you're lame.
I would say I think we both deserve drones, but we would use them for two completely different things. Yeah. So, all right, you work.
I could send a drone out to like when I'm hunting.
I don't even think we've gotten past tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. You work. Sunday, you work. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're, how about 42 minutes in, and we're still talking about what we're doing this weekend. That's wild.
I'm pretty sure people don't care. Because they're going to be doing their own thing. They're going to be partying, taking their girlfriends out. Because apparently, I don't take my wife out. Thanks to you. Jerk.
No,
she's going to hear this, and now I got to take her out. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I didn't say it has to happen all the time.
The Mariscos don't count no more.
It could be just a surprise.
The Mariscos don't count no more to her. The Mariscos and Taquerias don't count no more. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Now I got to figure something out.
Well, let me know because I can tell you a lot of cute places. Or some really cute brunch. Yes. Brunch places. Yes. All right.
How am I supposed to do brunch?
Well, I mean.
What is brunch? Brunch.
Brunch?
Brunch is like
eggs,
a good thing and a bad thing.
Why? A lot of people. Why? Brunch could be.
Depending on how I feel. If I'm doing a brunch meal for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could have anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have like.
What?
Nah, I'm at brunch, right? Oh, I gotta smoke before I go.
Yes. If I'm gonna eat something good, I always wanna either have a gummy or smoke. Like, yes. Makes the food so much better.
I'm having a steak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two over easy eggs.
Uh-huh.
Some hash browns and some fucking.
And where would you go to brunch at?
And some fucking biscuits and gravy. Big glass of orange juice. And I'm talking like. Like HEB or Walmart orange juice jugs. I don't want that shit from Tropicana and all that.
That's not real orange juice.
Yeah, I want that jug orange juice.
The real orange
juice. Yes.
100%.
That orange juice is delicious. Drink it recently.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
It's too expensive, all the tariffs.
No, it's not a tariff.
Inflation.
Why was it a tariff? No, just.
No, okay.
Just working and doing things. And not at school.
Have you been to the grocery store?
It was good during the summer.
Have you been to the grocery store?
It was good during the summer. And then come to school back.
What was good during the summer?
Drinking orange juice.
Orange juice? Yeah. Why? Because it's seasonal?
No, just because I can make it in like
You
days off,
made it?
Days off, kids there, boom.
Wait, you actually make the orange juice?
No, no. Like, made food and drank orange juice.
Or you could just have orange juice when you wake up if you wanted. You don't have to have food with it. You could just have orange juice, you know?
Nah.
Well, then that's on you. I would say people might
a
say, well,
taco,
if you want orange.
A good taco? A good chorizo potato taco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A nice crispy tortilla. Mm-hmm. And a glass of OJ from one of those jugs. I don't even like Walmart. But from H-E-B, oh.
Have you ever...
If I can't find an H-E-B and have to go to Walmart, all right, I'll buy your little fucking jug once.
Okay.
But hopefully, so it's not radioactive.
Here's what I tell you. You should do... You have my Blackstone? I need that back.
Okay.
That is an amazing brunch. You should do that for her. You should do brunch for your wife. She would love it.
I need
it.
To buy one.
No.
Blackstone, by the way, I like to say Blackstone, you make an amazing product. I like it.
It's yeah, nice. It's amazing.
I make smash burgers on there.
Oh, I have my truck. We
Blackstone,
might have to.
Blackstone's a great product.
That's a good idea. Yeah, you know
I'm
what? I wonder.
Right now. I'm advertising right
let's
now. What are you doing?
I'm thinking.
I'm trying to advertise right now.
Oh, yeah. I know, but
hopefully
I'm thinking.
Hopefully get something in there.
Okay. Yes.
I like Blackstone.
Me too. I love it. But hold on. I'm thinking. Let me pause. Let's pause really quick. Okay. Oh. We're back. Oh my goodness. We've had so many, not interruptions, pauses. Just.
Now we were talking about a Blackstone. And,
oh, yes, Blackstone.
They let me borrow for, I don't know, 2 months already. Could be 2 months.
July. It was July.
No, it was June.
No, it was July. It was July.
July? August. Oh, shit.
It's fine.
But it worked out. Had a good night. Cook good food on this shit team at the same time.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, by the way, yeah. I have a brick cleaner to give to you at the same time. And I'll get you some soap. So
I'm not the one that cleans that. So
oh.
You got to get...
Well, no, you should do it too at the same time.
Why?
Why not? Well, you can't cook.
Actually,
you
know what? I have thought about
tell me you can't
learning.
Go up there and cook real quick. Huh? Like, you can't just make something?
On this thing?
Yeah.
To be honest, I probably could, but my nervousness, or not my nervousness, the thing that would worry me is
nervousness?
Cleaning...
You mean anxiety?
No, not anxiety. I'm just saying what would, I don't know how to clean it. I know it needs to be cleaned beforehand. Well, it should be cleaned after, but sometimes it doesn't always get cleaned after and, or it's not always covered or whatever. So I know you have to clean it and I don't know how to, and I've even looked it up and it looks like a lot. And I don't want to mess it up. Cooking on it. If you give me a clean one, maybe I could do it. But I would probably be really scared of overcooking it, burning it. Because what would I cook on there? Yeah. Give me options. Are we talking about breakfast, lunch, brunch? What would you like?
You can have the easy ones. You can have breakfast and brunch.
Do you want pancakes? Would you like some pancakes, eggs?
Like I said, the easy ones.
What? Sausage. What else? Omelets. You can do omelets. What else can you do? Potatoes. What else? I don't know. I'm not usually the one that makes that stuff. I'm not.
Do you make a fried rice?
No, I doubt it. No, I don't think so.
You know, it's not that hard, right?
Yeah, but I'm still not the one that would be doing it.
It's really not that hard.
Well, you know what we should do? That would be a next thing. You can make something.
So what you're telling me? Our next podcast, I'm cooking?
Yes.
What do you want? You want a fried rice?
I can do fried rice. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. I don't know.
Can you do like shrimp?
Yeah.
Shrimp? Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to record while cooking.
We could record going to the grocery store.
We could do that too, same time.
Fun. Okay. We'll do that.
What time?
I don't know. Let's get through this week first.
What do you mean? Planning for next week? You got to figure
for
this out.
For next week. Oh, next week. Hold on. Let me think.
For the next podcast.
Week,
you want me to cook on the next podcast?
I will
And I'm
going
to do fried rice.
Next week is the 12th. I will be in town. Okay. Yes. What are we doing this weekend? I don't even know what the hell is going on this weekend.
And, of course, people are going to say, fried rice is so easy on a Blackstone. Yes, it is. But she can't do it, boys. She can't do it.
Well, why boys and girls? Girls would probably be like, I can't believe she can't cook. It's not the strongest thing. I know that. If someone else can do it better and they actually enjoy it, might as well let them do it. What's wrong with that?
Guess. I mean, you have to be,
What?
are you cleaning? How about this? You
Am I
take it out
cleaning
the you
what?
take it out the trash.
Why? Why would I
You
take out
take
the
it out the
trash?
trash.
Why?
I'm gonna cook. You take it out. You're gonna take out the trash. I'm gonna
Says
cook.
who? I don't think so.
Yeah, just take out the trash.
No,
I'm cooking.
sir.
Let's think about it.
I will sit
Cooking.
there and keep
All
you
you gotta do is take out
company.
the
I'll sit there, keep
trash.
you company. If you need something from inside, prepare. I will bring it to you. I'll bring you another drink. But I'm not, just because you're making me food doesn't mean I have to take out the trash. You can take out the
Ah,
trash.
you're missing it.
What? What? You're trash. Just kidding. What? I don't know.
I could have done like the best comeback ever, like your mom's trash, but it's like talking about
You're so stupid.
my mom.
Okay, well, what else? That's it? Is that all we got going on?
Trying to go to the flea market.
I
Trying
know, but we've been saying that. I got a lot going on the next few days.
want to see.
Weeks. What? You
I
want to
want to
see
see all
what?
the fucking weirdos.
Why do you have to say that? I love those people. Love them.
They're
No, they're
some of
not.
them are some of them are cool and some of them are all right, bro, like chill out.
Sometimes I feel like that about you. I'm like,
Why would you say that? I do absolutely nothing wrong.
you probably felt like that about me when I crashed out. You're probably like, all right, bro, chill out.
That makes absolutely no sense right there.
Why? I'm just
Because, why
saying,
would I say
just
that?
because it offends you doesn't
Because
mean it's going to offend everyone else. I'm
offend
trying to,
what?
this is like so teeny
How are you
tiny.
offending me? I don't understand. Or I'm offending.
No, what I'm saying is just because you don't like to see certain things or whatever when you go out doesn't mean it bothers everyone else. Me, I don't care. I'd love it. I'd be like, oh yeah, let's go. You?
You, okay, we're gonna go. We're gonna go and you're gonna see the stupidity of it.
Okay, or which one are you talking about?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, let me know.
We'll figure
Because I don't know about the one that
it
you're talking about.
out. You're gonna be like, for real? Why is it like you're smoking a fucking crack pot? You don't have a bong right
This thing
here.
is like so teeny tiny.
Yeah, you don't have a bong right here with like plenty of
I just
fucking
had a
weed.
pre-roll. It was,
It's not a pre-roll. You
I
fucking blow
ran
that.
with, oh, well, not a pre-roll. Yeah. I what had a cone. What is it called?
Yeah, you rolled a cone. Well, actually, you
Yes.
didn't roll it. You just packed a cone.
Okay, there you go.
By the way, raw papers. I like raw papers. I like raw
Yes,
papers.
yes.
Also like Swisher Sweet Perfectos. Those are very nice. If you want to roll a true blunt, and
This
I'm
is
gonna
what we're
piss off a
doing
lot of
now.
people.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah. Trying to work on something.
Okay.
Trying to get to 500 people so we can do video. And also maybe a little advertising. Take care of some things for us.
Yeah. Take care.
Trying to get a little better on something.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. Take your wife to a place called Lazy Days.
Lazy days.
Lazy Days. It's a coffee place. It's downtown.
Scared. Co I don't drink coffee. Why the fuck would I go to a coffee place if I don't drink coffee?
Why
Coffee
don't you
places are
just
gay. Let's just say this. You spend $5, $6 on a fucking coffee. Why?
First off, it's not
Why?
about
Why?
you.
No. Why would you spend $5 on a coffee when you could probably come up with a better coffee
I
at home? The only thing is you have to wake up
But now
maybe
I'm not going to
20
tell
minutes or
you
30
because
minutes
you are.
earlier in order to make that coffee instead of buying it.
Why are you yucking my yum?
No, just saying.
You're yucking my yum. That's not very nice. You're being a rain on my parade.
All I'm saying is wake up just a tad bit earlier and make coffee.
I do.
Oh, sorry, I just blew that fucking
I
cloud.
do.
Oh my God. And make your own
I
coffee. Make
do.
your own cold coffee.
I don't really care for cold coffee.
Well, I
I
don't
do.
care for any
Four
coffee.
days, it's not. Oh my gosh. Either way,
This stays in.
I'm just
If
saying
you
it's.
fucking
I don't care if
cut
it stays. What stays in? The coffee?
Yes.
I know, because I told you, your coffee is like wild.
What's the High Brother House's
I
podcast?
know that. I know that. What was I going to say?
They're probably thinking, like, he's keeping up his end. Where's her end?
I've been smoking. What are you talking about? Just because I'm not coughing? I don't get it. What's the issue?
Did you take baby puffs?
I took a gummy when I ran here. I took a whole gummy.
Doesn't look like it. She's taking like at least four.
Why would I take four?
What are they like?
I don't remember. I just eat it. Doesn't matter. It just like makes you push through and you just run. But what was I going to tell you? Damn it. See, you got me all. What the fuck were we talking about? Talking about this weekend.
Drones. Oh, going to the flea market.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. What the hell?
Just recently.
Everyone is probably yelling at our. Oh, what? Remember, people were yelling at us. Why were people yelling at us?
When?
People were yelling at us about. What were they talking about? Shit, what the fuck were we talking about? Honestly, what were we
Who
talking about?
Who was yelling
about?
At you?
No. People that are listening, you don't remember we had a conversation and we were saying, oh, we're going to probably get some hate. No? Am I gaslighting myself? Like, really? Seriously, what the hell are we talking about? And then you had a big cough, remember?
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
I'm kind of hot right now.
Oh. Shit, what the hell?
Going to the flea market and, you know, they act retarded and, you know.
I hate when you say that word.
They just get.
Okay, that's what I was saying. But just because you don't like something doesn't mean that anyone else has an issue. I love that kind of stuff. I welcome it. I love it. I think everyone to each their own. If you're having fun, have fun. I don't care.
When you see this?
Well, so I think you need to take me because I've been.
Let's go.
Okay. Oh. Yes, but what I'm saying is I've already been.
We're going to ski
unless
mask.
We haven't. Oh
we're
my
going
gosh.
To ski mask.
But unless we're not talking about the same one, then because the one I went to was not bad. Our friends went
well,
with
I think
us.
We probably met them two at one of them at the same time, but
I think we just need to figure
depending
out
on
which one we both went to. All right, then because
go.
All right, we'll see. Okay, and oh, we were talking about making me food on this.
Yes.
Then we're gonna go to the grocery store. We'll figure that out. Yeah, but we gotta figure that out. We'll see.
We do a live vlog and
vlog. I don't know what a vlog is. Vlog or blog?
A video.
But what's a vlog? Is it a V with a V or with a B?
It's with a V.
V, but
vlog.
Vlog.
Yeah.
VLOG.
Yeah.
What is it? What is each letter?
We're doing
stand
video.
For? But what does each letter stand for? What is it?
Video logistics. I don't fucking care. It's all fucking video.
Uh huh. What are we gonna do that for? I love we that we're just spit firing here.
We walk around in ski masks, getting what we're gonna make to eat. I mean, I have to cook the rice before the day before.
I love where you're going with this, but all right, I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I could probably go another like, what is it? Oh shit!
Yeah, it's already almost 10.
I go.
I'm
another,
ready to go.
Going at 30.
No, I'm ready to go.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I work tomorrow.
Watched the game last year?
Huh?
Watched the game yesterday?
Yes, a little bit. What did I do yesterday? Yesterday was Thursday. I had a meeting, so I got home late. I didn't even get home to about 9:30, which is awful. But yeah, I watched a little bit of it. And then of course with the delay and all that, then you just put something else
that
on.
Sucks.
I mean, I just thought just call the game. I don't know. But I don't really care because I don't care. As long as my numbers hit, I
don't
see
the
know.
Lightning. There's no way. So you saw the game.
Yeah, I saw the game, but I don't really care for it. And then so I work tomorrow. And I have a concert tomorrow. And then Sunday, what am I doing Sunday? Sunday, I'm not doing anything Sunday. Maybe go run. I'm not sure. That can be a long run. I'm not really sure yet. We'll see. I don't know. And then start the week all over again.
What's up tomorrow?
Yeah, she went by the house today. I needed her. I was like, I need you to do something for me. Okay, so have you talked to mom?
No. I'll talk if you need. As long as I know that she's fine,
she's
that's all that matters.
She's so silly. They're everyone.
I am not jinxing anyone.
Everyone in that house is so silly. But all right, I'm ready to go. I'm hungry. I need to eat.
What would you get to eat?
Super hungry. Well, I made dinner.
You made dinner? What did you make?
I did. I made shrimp Alfredo for me. Yes, shrimp Alfredo.
With what?
With what?
You made it yourself?
Yes. You know, I didn't go and, like, catch the shrimp.
No. Don't be smart ass. What the fuck?
What are you talking about?
Like, you made the Alfredo sauce in the noodles?
I boiled the noodles. Yeah, I didn't make them fresh. I don't have a noodle roller maker, whatever it's called.
Well, maybe we need someone to get us one, and we can tell them that they're the best noodle maker.
Please. Well, I'm telling you, if we had a P.O. box, we could tell people to send us stuff. Maybe they won't email us, but they can send us stuff. You're
fucking
just cyanide, now I need a new
fucking some stupid shit.
Now I need a new camelback. Mine's leaking. So, you know, if you want to send me a gift card or something. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, people.
Truly kidding.
All right. Okay. I'm ready to go.
You suck.
I'm tired. I work tomorrow. I just ran.
Is ice chest still up for...
No, my ice chest is not up. No,
we said last episode, the ice chest was up for...
No, I may have been cross-faded, but I do listen back and edit.
No, our 500 person would get the ice chest.
Said no. No, I said no.
Yeah.
You can go buy one. You go buy one.
No, that's our original one.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We'll sign it.
We'll give away that one right there. That big one. That big 152 gallon. What's that say?
It's an igloo.
No. I wasn't trying to just say the brand. I was trying to say the big. Yeah. What it holds. You're so stupid. We're going to give that one away.
Igloo still just hot.
We're going to give that one away. It holds ice
pretty well, too, same time.
They what?
They hold ice pretty well.
They hold ice?
Yes, they hold ice pretty well.
Where's your lighter?
Right here.
Well then, why are you gatekeeping?
Need some more weed.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's ash.
Just kidding. Where is all this? Here, it's hot.
It's not hot. It's clear. Just blow it out. This is behind the scene footage. She is terrible. If I could record this right now, I see what she's doing.
Well, you know what? Worst you could, but we need 500. We need 500 downloads. That's what we need. Oh, I was going to tell you, we have someone in, where are they? The Philippines. Cool.
Philippines?
Yeah. Who else?
It's a bot, probably. Some type of scammer.
Negative Netty. Why do you have to do that? Why?
I'm not Negative Netty. Or Negative Nancy, actually, is what it is.
You're a boy. Are you? Are you a
Doesn't
boy?
Matter. You
are
you a girl that to or a boy? Whatever it
are
is.
You a girl or a boy? Are you
a girl? No matter who you say it to,
no,
you say it like that.
No, you're not a girl?
Yes. You're easier to...
Or no, you're not a boy.
You are easily...
Tell me.
Here's how it goes.
Tell me.
You're positive Polly or negative Nancy. No matter who you say it to.
Positive Polly.
Or negative Nancy. Positive no matter who you fucking say Polly. It to. Yes.
But see, Polly can be a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
You know, you got Polly. Yes, but not Nancy.
Yeah.
What boy?
And boy.
Obviously Nance, a girl. Boy, Nance? What Nance? Boy is named Nancy? N-A-N-C-Y. Negative Nancy. What boy? All right, I'm giving you homework. Please, okay, next time we come back, I need a city in the U.S. that has less than 1% of homeless people. Now you tell me.
That includes towns, right? That includes towns? Not only towns.
If you say towns, if you're going to give me towns, I'm going to want to see what the population is. Because if you're going to be like, they're fucking rich and it's a family and it's like five people. I don't know. I'm just saying. You just never know.
She's crashing out right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
She's crashing out.
I'm just saying someone might own a lot of it. You know, have you ever watched Schitt's Creek with the Levies, with Eugene Levy and David Levy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
I'm saying they bought, it is funny. They were rich and then they had bought.
Cool, but like...
They were rich and they had bought the town. Here. They were rich and they bought the town. Just saying. So if you want to do that, I'm okay if you want to include the towns. But
we're not buying a town.
I never said that. We're talking about giving me my research. Less than 1% of homeless people. You had said, do towns include it? And I said, I'll allow it, but you need to give me a population. I don't want it to be like
Are
a
you doing the
low
math?
population.
Are you doing the math?
I will look into the research of why the population is so low.
Well, I hope you're ready then. So when I bring it to you on the day of recording, you have your paperwork behind you.
I cannot, because if I, how can I fact check you without you giving me your facts?
You just talked about it.
No, you
so
told me.
You do your research on your part, and I do my research on my part.
Why am I going to do research? That's me doing the homework for you.
No, it's not.
I'm asking you to come to the table with research of, you tell me a city or town less than 1% of homeless. And I will fact check you. So I need your homework, then I will check you.
No, you do your homework.
I'm
and
not
then...
doing my homework. That's me doing your homework. I'm
no,
not
it's
doing
not.
That. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
You're
that
done.
Fucking stupid.
You're done.
And I will ask for it. I will text you during the week.
I don't answer texts. I don't answer texts. I only answer FaceTime. And that's it.
All right. Okay. I already forgot what we're talking about. I just know I need facts from you.
Yeah. This is a stupid episode.
No, it's not. It's so funny. All right.
No,
well.
But fucking, get your passport.
I already have my passport.
All right. Well, let's go to Mexico and watch fucking Ronaldo.
You can buy me a ticket and I will see who Reynaldo is. He's a soccer player. That's all I know. Well, you give me the information and we can look into it. I'm not opposed to it. Honestly, I'm not.
Oh, I'll just take him.
I don't care. Whatever.
All right, cool.
Awesome. Go ahead.
All right.
Let me know so I can go to the beach. I don't know where it's at, but.
Yeah, we'll be at the beach too.
Okay, sure. All right. Well, I'm ready to go. I'm trying to think what the hell was so funny today. I was going to tell you about my morning where we had coffee. It was so cute. And then you just yucked my yum. It's called
yeah,
lazy.
Yeah, you make your own coffee.
I do make my own coffee 4 days a week. What is so wrong with me once a week getting something? Nothing wrong with that.
Waste of money.
You're not the one buying it. So why? If I feel like the coffee is good, then why not? See, you're always pushing your, like,
no,
you
I am
should not.
Not
do that.
No, I am not. That's why you're sweating over here.
It's nice and cool, so I'm no longer sweating, which is great.
It's not even that hot.
That's why I just said it's nice and cool. That's why I'm not sweating. Do you listen when I speak?
I do, but, like, you don't say it correctly.
What part of it's cool... That's why I'm not sweating. And then you said, I forgot, what'd you say?
Get people to understand it.
They're no, like, what did you say? When I said it was cool, you said...
Set that muggy.
No. That's not what you said. Yeah. What did you say right after?
You suck at fishing?
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well,
We're
I'm ready to
contest.
Go. What?
We're having a cutting the contest.
I know that. We'll talk about that behind scenes and then we'll figure it out. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and just head out. Thanks for hanging out with us. Like I had mentioned in a previous podcast, not I doubt I said in the last one, but we do have an email, hisiblings@gmail.com. You can email us with any thoughts, ideas, whatever you want to do. Maybe topics, questions, please. I'm just trying to get some reviews, maybe, you know, feedback. Right now we don't have any feedback besides our family and they're gonna be like, y'all are stupid.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, I don't care.
Blackstone, Igloo, Yeti. Just get back to me.
I self-reflected. I am just
saying. I'll talk to her.
About what?
I can control her. Trust me. I can control her.
No
don't
one can control
it.
Me. What are you talking about?
We're okay.
Anyone
we're
that okay. knows me knows you cannot control me.
Chevy trucks, like a rock, Tundras.
What are you talking about? Why do you do this?
Advertising.
Yeah, but we need people to actually follow. I was talking about our email and then you just went off on a tangent.
Yeah.
Okay, so email us, guys. Please, questions, reviews, comments, tell us we're stupid. You can say, oh my gosh, I can't believe he went after the beehive, and give me some facts. I don't know. Just, you know, just say, hey, or just stop doing what you're doing. I don't know. And then you have your own, which is, what is it?
Hi, brother.
Hi, brother.
Yeah, @gmail.com. Yeah.
How do you know that? I always forget.
How do you forget?
What is it? Why? We don't even remember what we said 5 seconds ago sometimes.
No, I remember. You don't remember.
I would like for you to go back and listen to this podcast when it's ready. And you'll listen to both of us say, what were we talking about? What were we talking about? Just saying. All right. Let's go ahead and go. Email us, guys. Leave reviews wherever you listen to your...
Still got to it. 3-0.
What's 3-0?
The word.
3-0. What? The word?
Yeah.
What?
The word.
The word?
Yeah.
3-0?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You have 3.5-0.
Oh, anyways.
Oh, no. 4. Oh,
no. I was asking if that was correct.
Still.
Well, hey, we're at the end of the podcast. That's not bad. Last time I was at 4 at 15 minutes in. So we're about to be done. So I'm going to say I will take the 3. The fourth one does not count because I was asking about the word.
No,
I didn't know what you were talking about. All right. So let's go ahead and head out. Thank you again, guys, for listening, hanging in there with us. Please share the podcast and however way you do it, or just share an episode. You can leave us a review. You can do 5-star. I'm not familiar with every platform. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
Video for the next one. Because I got to cook.
No, we had said we need 500 downloads.
I guess we got to cook that.
And thank you for like everyone, everywhere. I'm always looking and there's always someone new. Download. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited. So just share, please. Yay. All right. I'm ready to go. Come on, I'm trying to end this. I'm sure they're like, all right, let's go, guys.
We can go like 45 minutes if you want.
Let's go. I'm hungry. All right. Okay. All right. I love you.
Love you too.
All right.
You're the worst.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're not cutting that out.
I don't care.
I'm going to listen to it.
That's all right. Yeah. I don't care.
Actually, no. Send it to me. I'm doing editing now.
Shut up. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.